When I was a kid, I was fascinated with Mr. Rogers' factory tours. I got to watch how all kinds of things were made, like construction paper and graham crackers.
I'd like to show you some people making crayons. Let's come along. I have a film of it here.
These places were full of old-looking metal equipment and conveyor belts and lit by fluorescent lights. They were also full of people. There were workers busy pumping out trumpets and shoes and flashlights. But a lot has changed since then, so I wanted to know how the factories in some of those videos were doing now. In 1998, Mr. Rogers visited Headstrom Entertainment in Ashland, Ohio, to find out how people make those swirly-colored plastic balls that preschoolers love to roll and throw around. When he was there, the factory was bustling. But, as Mr. Rogers would ask...
What's happening now?
Well, you know, we moved our factory to China in 2004 out of just sheer need.
That's Jim Branning. He runs Headstrom Entertainment.
Wages and things had gotten to the point and benefits that really made it impossible to compete with the Chinese product.
Branning says he did what he could for years to keep his factory in the U.S. He automated, he increased efficiency, and he cut $1 million a year in costs. Branning says the only way to keep his company out of bankruptcy was to move his factory to China. So reluctantly he did, but he still had to cut hundreds of jobs. He says the real problem with making toys in the U.S. is this. People expect things to be cheap. When the Ohio factory closed, people were only willing to pay around 99 cents for his cheapest ball. That's less than people paid for the same product in 1967. Branning says he just can't make products for that price here anymore. But in Oak Park, Illinois, there is a factory running virtually unchanged from when Mr. Rogers visited in 1985.
Okay, we'll put the film in picture-picture and see how people make bass violins in a factory.
The factory's really a huge wood shop called Link Bass and Cello. Tom Link is the owner, and they make upright basses and cellos.
I mean, it's old school. They're amazed at it that you're still around as an instrument maker because we are a dwindling number.
Since the video was made, China has moved to dominate the cello market. So Link's production is down about 80%. Staff is down, too, from around 15 to 3 people. But Link's company has been able to adjust and stay healthy. They now concentrate on selling the pricier upright basses because it's a niche market with loyal customers. And in general, smaller manufacturers of specialty products have done better than others over the last decade. Link says something else is important, too. As Mr. Rogers explained, an upright bass is really big.
You see, it's about as tall as a mom or a dad.
With oil prices high, shipping anything big from China gets expensive. Now, shipping costs alone can't bring back factories and jobs lost over the years. But analysts say that these shipping costs, combined with falling American wages and a shift to higher tech products, could mean American factories can once again do well. But analysts say it's a tough road ahead. It might also be tough to get a new generation of kids interested in watching how these high-tech products are made. Lithium-ion batteries and artificial hips are very different from instruments and plastic balls. For Changing Gears, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Bye-bye.